So if we look at the letters for Lach, the first one is L, and that stands for live in the moment. Living in the moment is accepting reality as it is right now, not fighting reality. When we accept reality, we make life easier. As I said, if your parent is too tired to do what she once did, she must first accept that. And you must accept it as well. It's sometimes hard when you have a grandparent who was younger and more vibrant, say with your siblings' children, and then you find that by the time you have your children, they don't have enough to give. And it's easy to feel jealous or resentful, but the truth of the matter is, people change. The past is past. We can only look at ourselves as we are today, with our strengths and our weaknesses, and accept that. She may not be able to go out as often. He may not be able to have to do as many things. Accept that. The more you accept the passage of time and the changes that come with it, the more your parent will. Live in the moment. The other one we had talked about is accept reality. Accepting reality. I am growing blind. Perhaps the reality is I'm losing my vision. That might be the reality. If that's the reality, my life will be different and what I do will be different. But if I am fighting it and saying it's not true, if I'm saying I used to have a bird's eye view, you're living in the past. And it takes time, as I said. Acceptance is often a process. But for you, as adult children, accept reality. We all grow old. We all lose certain capacities. We all gain in others. And that's the process of life. That's life. We cannot change that. T is trust the journey. We often fight against the journey. We say it shouldn't be this way. We shouldn't grow old, we shouldn't grow infirm, we shouldn't have to suffer. Life should not be difficult. We should not have to grieve, we should not have to mourn. We should not deal with loss. But if we trust the journey, we're given something because we can trust that the journey is exactly where we need to be, that we're going in the right direction. I was working with a woman, and I think I mentioned her on the tape, who was losing her vision. Who had lived by herself, a very independent sort of woman, who was losing her vision and losing the one thing that was her passion in her life, which was her art. She was an artist. So you can imagine the difficulty here. She thought she would never be happy again. And last time I spoke to her, she said, I've never been so happy in my life. I now feel the love around me. You know, I can't drive my car, so I go out and I take the bus. And people are so kind. And my son now comes and accompanies me and he tells me, Mom, I love you. She was never able to ask for help before. And her vision prompted her, necessitated that she reach out and become less independent. So she was able to, for the first time, really feel the love around her and feel part of the community. So trust the journey. We can't judge it. Whether or not it's good or bad, we don't know. But if we have trust, then we won't necessarily label things as disasters when they're not. Number C is challenge your limitations. And that is challenge your limitations of belief, thought and action. And we've been going over a few of these today. How sometimes we get confused about who has a problem. Or we get locked into certain ways of being. I must please, I must control. So you challenge your own limitations. And in this way you grow. And the last one is humor. Humor the path. You know, we always take things so seriously. It's so easy to criticize or condemn, to think we're right, they're wrong. I'm often, when I think about this, I think of what might be a little bit of a macabre scene, but it's my father's deathbed scene. My mother's there, and I'm there, and we're each being ourselves. I'm being the therapist, I'm thinking, okay, good way to die, let me help him let go. And my mother's being herself, she's being a person who likes to have control and likes to have family together. So as my father is dying, I say to him, Dad, it's okay, you can let go now. And my mother says, no, no, you can't, Philip hasn't come from Toronto yet. My father passes away, and then my older brother, Lawrence, walks in, and my mom looks at him and says, Lawrence, Dad's gone. And he says, yeah, so? Now, this is a scene out of Dysfunctional Family Number 101. But what we don't know is that Lawrence had just been to Paperman's and was preparing and doing all the hard work necessary. Lawrence isn't a touchy-feely kind of guy, but he was doing what was necessary. He was doing what he could do. I was doing what I could do. My mother was doing what she could do. And we were all this together, in this together, and we all loved one another, and we all expressed ourselves so differently. And wouldn't it have been easy to create a battle over this? So just humor the way, you know, reach out to love, take it in. And I'd like to leave you with the words of Rumi, who is a Persian poet, who says, out beyond ideas of right doing and wrongdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. So thank you so much for your presence today.